Good morning. Joining us now at our studios, we have Northfield's Police Chief, Mark Elliott.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, good morning, listeners.
Thank you so much for coming in. Last time I saw you was, about 10 times over the weekend for a defeat of Jesse James Days. Our big celebration attracted a lot of people, maybe not as much as it traditionally has in the past, but we had some good crowds everywhere. From a standpoint of law enforcement and public safety, how did it go for you?
Overall, it went pretty well. Folks kind of getting back in the swing of community celebrations and things like that. A couple little hiccups along the way, but overall, it went pretty well. We're obviously very busy that weekend with all the additional visitors, with roads closed and no parking areas and little traffic congestion. So that keeps us a little busy dealing with that. And then just keeping an eye on things and making sure everybody's safe and that there aren't any major safety concerns.
It also gives the public a chance to see that you have a pretty good reserve force, too. They were out in force. This is their big weekend to be seen, and they were everywhere.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a very engaged reserve force. We've got some good officers and sergeants that are involved with that program and help recruit. And then the reserves themselves do a really good job of recruiting other volunteers. So that reserve force is all volunteers that give of their time to the community. Some of them have an interest in becoming police officers, and so they're doing this to get some experience. But we've got some other folks, too, that just it's something that interested them, and they want to provide for their community. And we're very fortunate to have them because they really do supplement our force quite a bit for these special celebrations in town.
Yeah, and they were noticeable. It was good to see Northfield's public safety people out and about. Let's talk about a new program that has been started up. It's called the Lights Out Program, and it's kind of a different take on enforcing traffic enforcement.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a couple months now, and it's a program that started in the metro, and there's quite a few metro communities that participate. We just got this underway here about 6 weeks ago, and so far it's going well. So the Lights On program, what it does when our officers make a traffic stop for somebody that has a light that is out, headlight, brake light, tail light, something like that, which can be a big safety concern for other motorists. Those lights help us see and be seen and help other drivers know what we're doing, if we're turning, if we're stopping, that type of thing. So really help prevent accidents quite a bit and make for safer travel. So our officers, if they find a vehicle with that out, where traditionally we would stop them, give them a fix-it ticket where they needed to get that item fixed, and then come back and show that it's fixed. We have a new Lights On voucher program where the officer can issue a voucher, which allows that person to go and get that light fixed at no cost to them, up to $250. So with that program, what we find is sometimes when we stop people and they've got these lights out, they can't afford to get them fixed. It's a little different than when I was younger, and I can remember going and buying a $6.99 headlight to throw in, and it was four screws and a plug, and that was it. Well, technology and LED lights and all of that type of thing make that a little different, and some folks just can't afford to get that fixed. So with that program, we're able to help folks. We're very fortunate that we had many local garages here in Northfield that agreed to be part of the program. So we've been underway for about 6 weeks. We've only given out a handful of the vouchers so far, but it's been pretty well received.
Yeah, I would think better than a ticket if you do get stopped by that. So the reaction from the motorists themselves that get these vouchers has been positive?
It has been. And, of course, our goal for doing this is driver safety. Mm-hmm. We want everybody to be safe on the roads. And the fact that we're have the availability now to give them that voucher, which can help them to be safe and to be compliant with the traffic equipment laws, is a good thing.
You have, switching to a different topic here, last week, a little week and a half ago or so at the city council meeting, you had a new police officer that was introduced and sworn in. Tell us about her.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. whenever we hire a new officer, we always do a formal swearing-in ceremony where they take the oath of office. We do it in front of the council. It's a good opportunity for our community to celebrate a new officer to be part of our community, but also really nice for the officer's family to kind of recognize their achievement mm-hmm. in completing school and getting hired. So Officer Bolkin came to us with a little prior experience in a non-sworn position as a park ranger. For Dakota County Parks. And actually at the swearing in, we had several of her coworkers or former coworkers that showed up. So it was nice to see that support that she had. But prior to that, she had some time that she worked in a group home and as a personal care attendant, working with folks with all sorts of disabilities and autism. So really bringing a good caregiver background, which is a lot of the work that our officers do in working with people that have special needs.
Mm-hmm.
So she brings a lot of good experience there. And she was actually similar to several of our officers, had gone to college for another degree. So she went to college for sports management, spent some time working in sports management before she decided that she wanted to do something else. She wanted to do something where she felt like she was more connected with community and able to serve her community a little more. So we're very fortunate to have her.
Yeah, it's interesting the different roads, different paths people take to get to their hopefully final career path.
And we're hoping for some more. You know, we've got a hiring process going right now, and it closes on September 22nd. So we're hoping to get some more good candidates in. You know, this is a really tough time for hiring for police right now. But our numbers overall in the profession are down for applicants. But we're hopeful that we'll get some good applicants coming in. And down the line, we're hoping that our work with the Northfield Community College Collaborative in starting a law enforcement program right here in Northfield with a focus on serving those that aren't traditional college students will really pay off and that we'll be able to have some more local homegrown talent coming to our force.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second because they just had their first day of school like everybody else had their first day of school recently. Were you pleased with the numbers? There are people showing up for this and I guess the area of enthusiasm. I don't know if you've worked directly with them since that first day of school or talked with any of the directors or teachers, but what's the the early take on that?
Well, their early take is we're up and running, and that's the great part. To get a new college program underway and started and approved by the state college system really comes back to a lot of work done by the Northfield Community College Collaborative. Sarah Lee is heading that up with this program right now, and she's done a great job of getting everybody started. Katie Tice, who is in that program lead position before, did a great job of undertaking this mm-hmm. and really working with Riverland Community College. We work locally alongside Faribault and Police Department and the Rice County Sheriff's Office to say, hey, we really have this need locally. We want to see this happen. So, yeah, like you said, they got started a little over a week ago with their first class. I think they have about 7 students in this class that's starting. And we've already heard from some other folks that they're really happy it's here. And there's some other folks interested. They'll look into jumping into the program in future semesters.
All right. Sounds like a positive start for them.
We certainly hope so. We like the way it's going.
Let's talk about that hiring, continuing on, but changing topics just a little bit. We heard from Richard this morning. We've talked about this week. The city is putting their budget together for 2022, and there's going to be a significant increase in the overall levy that they are going to have this year, and it's proposed to be, well, no higher than, 15.9% if everyone gets hired. And included with that, that's not a done deal yet. They still have to work everything out. But including in that is the police department and perhaps a new, another additional police officer. Tell us about that and what's going on with your perspective.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we've got a long way to go on the city side for the budget before we get to a final number, and we're a little behind this year. I think Ben talked about that on the radio too. So there'll be definitely some honing of that budget as we go through. But the police officer position that I'm asking for is based on a 2019 department study that was done by an outside firm that the city brought in to examine the workings of the police department. Where are we at? How do things work? Are we staffed correctly? Those types of things. And at that time, back in 2019, they had said that we were one officer short for where we should be based on metrics that they examined, such as our call response time, our overall call volume, number of officers we have, shift schedules that we have. And we've done some tweaking and quite a few adjustments based on that study to try to make sure we have an efficient and well-run police department. But one of them that we haven't been able to meet yet is that hiring of additional police officer. And we think that that's very important. We want to be able to serve our community well. We want to have enough officers within the force that we can meet all of the call demands that come in, as well as make sure we don't have burnout in our officers. The job of police officer can be very stressful, obviously involves shift work. You know, a couple people have asked me about that, and one of the things when you're talking about shift work and the work that our patrol officers do is, you know, if you have an accountant position, say, mm-hmm. here at the radio station, and if they're gone on Tuesday, they can probably do their work on Wednesday. If we have a patrol officer gone on Tuesday, we can't hold 911 calls till Wednesday till that officer comes back. And it just doesn't work. So a lot of times that means that our officers have to pick up, you know, that additional slack, but it also means sometimes we need to force somebody in or have somebody work that overtime shift, which of course, when we're all working under stressful times right now, and that time off and time to recharge is important. So that study looked at that and said that this is a number that you should be at for a community this size and your call volume. So we're just trying to meet that.
Northfield's Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us right now. Chief, I also want to ask you about, by the way, a couple of things about that. You referenced Ben Martig's interview. That was yesterday, and he did a great job of explaining kind of where they're at and what they need to do. You can go back and listen to that on our website if you'd like. I want to also talk about an event, kind of a thank you for the first responders.
Yeah, that's a fun event that we have coming up on October 7th. We were approached by Hosanna Church in Dundas, Northfield here. Mm-hmm. And it's something that Hosanna has done and some of the other communities are a part of. And they want to do an event that just, as they put it, lifts up the first responders in the community. So we're going to work with them on that event and invite our fire department, our EMS crews, and just have a fun event at Spring Creek Park on October 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to have games, a DJ, food, and just an opportunity for our officers to connect with people in the community and an opportunity for people in the community to come out and meet us and have a good time.
All right. And what's the date on that again?
It'll be October 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Spring Creek Park.
All right. Sounds like a fun time.
It should be.
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, one other thing I'm going to throw out there at you. We didn't go over this before we went on the air, but you mentioned the first responders and the people on the front line in the battle against the pandemic and against COVID. Right now, they've got $250 million, and by they, I mean the legislature, the state, in their coffers, and they're trying to figure out who to give that to right now. And there's no question that the first responders and the people working that front line will be remembered when they finally get everything out. But boy, do you have a plug for the workers and the work that you have seen people do on that front line?
You know, interesting you bring that up, Jeff. There's been a lot of discussion about those folks that have had to go to work every day during this pandemic. And we talk about the important role that a lot of our retail folks have played and making sure that when we're all stuck at home, we still can have food and paper supplies and those different things that, you know, we had shortages of, but they made sure they were stocked and we were up to speed on that. Our healthcare workers played a vital role in showing up and take care of our sick, to the role to win we finally started rolling out vaccines, and they showed up every day and were helping get shots in arms and take care of folks. And I think our first responders have played a big role in that too, from responding to medicals to continuing to patrol our streets, and for our EMS providers to show up on calls, our fire department being there whenever we need them. So certainly they have played a part in that too.
All right. Chief, thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, that's about it.
All right.
I know speaking of celebrations, we've got the Hispanic Heritage Celebration coming in. The mm-hmm. library has put a ton of work into this and effort, and it's coming up on Saturday. I look forward to seeing some folks out there. I'm not going to miss a chance to go out there and see a good celebration and take advantage of a few food trucks out there, too.
Absolutely. By the way, 74 and sunshine all day Saturday. They've got perfect weather for that.
It does sound perfect. Right at Central Park from 11 to 5, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Chief, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.